Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
We're back. 27.
Number 27.
It's 9 if you add them together.
It is.
I'm on it today.
It's 5 if you subtract.
There's some.
Nah, it's negative 5.
Some Crowleyan math in here, I'm sure, somewhere. Because what's 9 times 7? 23, right? And 2 plus 7 is 9. And then 7's the last, and so 23. I don't know. No, it's not 23. That doesn't even make sense. 9 times 7 isn't 23 at all. It's like 63.
No, it's 27.
9 times 7?
Oh, I thought you said 9 times 3.
No. Fuck 9 times 3. I hate that guy.
9 times 7? Yeah, 63.
63, yeah. It's 27. So I was just... You can do the math some way, I'm sure. Whatever. It's also the 10th month, right? So we subtract that from... I don't know. Gives you 53, which is... 5 times 3 is 15, plus...
This is all we're going to do for an hour, folks.
Yeah, shitty math. Shitty math. So I'm sick. Gotta
tell us something we don't know, Andy.
Not gross and like penis speaking, and you know, no, I'm talking about an actual like viral thing from work.
Uh-oh,
someone brought it in.
It's an Amazonian cold.
Passed it out like candy. Yeah, my left boob fell off. I can shoot a bow really well now. So, Bo, if you're listening, I need to shoot you.
Wow. So many things I want to say right now.
Don't say them. Don't say them. Just don't even say them. So, it's October.
We could get back into another debate.
We could. You'd probably win today. I'm slow. I am slow. See how I did that? I implied that you didn't win last time.
I didn't. Neither did you.
No. Nobody won. Nobody won.
There's no winners in a debate.
There's no winners listening to our podcast.
Oh!
Is what I'm getting at. You're all losers because you're listening to us.
That's not how to grow our business, Andy.
What business? What was the last check that was cut to you by Two Bards Podcast?
Never.
Right, exactly. So, first, an apology. Last podcast, I said that Kayla was a recent listener. Kayla Bonch. Gotta get the Bonch in there. Gotta expose her Bonch. So I said she was a new listener. That was incorrect. I misunderstood. She said she had caught up. I thought she meant all of the episodes. She meant the episode she had missed while she was in Burning Man, I think, or something like that.
Ah.
So she's actually been listening since the beginning. She is an OG TB listener.
That's awesome. We have OG people.
We do.
Not old people. OG people.
No, that'd be OAPs if we were talking about old.
Yes, people. Old age pensioners.
Yeah.
It's because I've done British shows.
See? Yeah.
I know.
I don't know why I know it.
I don't either.
Yeah,
because you've watched British shows.
I have.
Probably
I have.
A Doctor Who thing or something.
Actually, I think it was a Jarvis Cocker thing. He sang a song about old people
on
a show. Ollie G, maybe? Maybe it was the Ollie G show. I don't know. They had it was the same show where they had the owner of Harrods. So, yeah, it was the Ollie G show.
Okay.
The actual talk show he did or whatever. Jarvis Cocker. I just like saying Cocker. So we don't have any questions this week.
Nope.
Not so that's on you guys. That's on you listeners.
Way to go, people. Way to drop the ball. And we even went long.
We did. We went long and hard. And I suggested that we just sit here and hum old battle hymns for the 20 minutes we would have normally answered questions. I was vetoed. So...
Just because I didn't want to do battle hymns.
Okay, that's enough of that. That reminds me, did you... So there's an internet video going around. It cracked me up. And I guess it was done on the Jamie Kennedy Experience, except for nobody watched that. But they had a woman go out and sing the national anthem at a baseball game, and she sang three of the four verses.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just the first, because we only know the first verse as, mm-hmm. as like a nation of idiots. We only know that very first one. And she kept going, and people were getting really confused. One lady thought she was speaking a different language. It was great.
Even though it's English.
Even though it's English. Completely English.
It must be a different language.
There used to be five, too. There were some versions that there were five verses, which is really, you know, the whole thing's funny because originally it was put to like a pub song. It was a pub mm-hmm. pub tune that's pretty famous, but for some reason...
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty... So, anyway... Anyway, so yeah, it used to be sung to a really jaunty tune, and
mm-hmm.
then it got added, it got sung to the current tune sometime later. I don't know. At least it's not Greensleeves. Fucking Greensleeves.
Why do you hate Greensleeves? I know why I do.
I don't know, but I really don't like the song at all. No, I hate it.
I know, but why?
I don't know. I can't put a finger on it. I just dislike it.
I can tell you why I hate it. Because every instrument you learn, one of the first songs you learn is Greensleeves. True. And listening to that on recorders in the third or fourth grade has...
ruined it for you. It's ruined it.
I cannot... It's like when I ate Skittles forever. And then Technicolor yawned. I think we talked about that.
Something about Scout Beast Camp. Mode. Yeah, that sounds and, sounds like something we would have talked about for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe just personally. I don't know about on the podcast, but...
No, true.
If we haven't talked about it on the podcast, today you learned that Scott C. Brown puked the rainbow.
I did.
He tasted the rainbow both ways.
And let me tell you, it's a toss-up on which tastes better.
Whoa, toss-up. Funny joke. Good job.
Thank you.
So that's kind of that thing.
Yeah.
So what have we been doing? Because we're late on this podcast.
We are late.
It's a Wednesday. A Wednesday. Odin's day. It is Odin's day. All right.
Okay.
One-eyed guy. Raven.
What did we do?
Well, this weekend we were busy. So
right, but what did we do last week during the week? We last podcasted on the 14th.
Yeah, Monday, I think.
What's my calendar say?
Fuck, dude, I don't know. You have a calendar?
I have a calendar.
I don't even know what day it is usually.
I think it took the garbage out. I watched a Seahawks game.
Oh, hey, we watched the Seahawks game together, but we talked about that. I think that was.
Yeah, that was the one on Sunday, the 13th.
Right. And but didn't we watch a... Wasn't there a Thursday game last week that we watched?
Yeah, were you here for the Thursday game?
Yeah, but why? I don't remember. What were we doing?
This is really sad.
Oh, I remember. I'd come over to help you with editing. Or with setting up your... There was a color correction thing on your computer and some editing stuff.
For Rival Guys Kickstarter. Right. That's what I did some work on last week.
Beardy face. But not one of the two beardy faces in...
No.
Though he was
He's in, a legacy beardy face.
He's a legacy beardy face in Gamers 3, which we just put out. Episode six of the extended cut. Lots and lots... Actually, one of my favorite scenes, Carol, Roscoe, Joanna in the mirror doing the taxi driver sort of pump up. Go watch it. It's really funny. She did an incredible job. So... So we watched, I watched this game of grown men hitting each other's heads with their heads.
Yes.
Actually kind of started learning a little bit about it. I knew more than I thought I knew, which is kind of weird. Video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Beast Mode took that guy's helmet off.
Tasted the rainbow there too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Skittles.
Yay, Marshawn Lynch.
He could probably throw up Skittles into his mouth. He'd probably take it. Roman Rainbow.
Seth, do not put up fetish sites of people who regurgitate.
Would that be the Roman rainbow? Is that what you call that? That'd be the, yeah. Be,
yikes.
Oh, yeah.
Roman rainbow or centurion rainbow?
Oh,
it's only if you do it 100 times. You're in the centurion club.
Get into that other dude's dreads. So anyway, Seahawks won.
Seahawks did win.
I haven't watched the one game where they didn't yet. So,
and they're on Monday Night Football to close out the first half of the season.
Cool, and that's Monday.
Monday.
Okay. We will hopefully have another podcast in before then. So
we should.
We should.
We should be getting back to Sundays.
Sunday. Sunday.
It's getting. Sunday. We're getting back to that time when everything dries up.
Yep. Yep. Nasal passages.
Yeah.
Work. Guy plumbing.
So I filled in as an MC/DJ at a wedding.
What'd you spin? Is that what they say? What'd you spin at the...
I didn't spin. Oh. I used Microsoft Zune.
A what?
Yeah, I used Zune because Rafael Pompeo...
Yep.
He's out there. That's his stage name. I'm not going to tell you what his doctoral name is. But he just got his doctorate.
Hmm.
And they scheduled...
Dr. Pompeii. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's not...
Bewitched.
Yeah. They scheduled it after he'd already scheduled a bunch of things.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it was a niece or cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So no one was going to his graduation because they were all going to be at the rehearsal dinner.
Gotcha.
Everyone that he knew from the wedding was at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a number of things that conspired to make him have like 3 people.
Oh, wow.
In attendance for him, which sucked. I told him I'd go, but I had this wedding thing I had to do.
Right.
So I'd never set it up. I was super stressed.
Right.
And it turned out great. They were happy and lovely couple, lovely wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. Part of the reason I was stressed was because I was also doing a shoot this weekend called Moo.
Mm-hmm.
3 O's. So it's not Moo. It's Moo.
Not Mo.
Not Mo.
Not Moo. Moo.
Although that's a joke in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were shooting right up until 2 o'clock when I had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on set at 7.
Uh-huh.
And at 2 o'clock, we'd spent an hour setting up the shot. And they were a little lax on the time frame of getting things done and shot.
Oh,
I think it's safe that I can say that. And so at one point, I was going... Well,
it's
film.
I mean, that is like the status quo.
Yeah, it is. And this was a first time out for a number of people in positions, and we were teaching some other people positions while we were
shooting. This movie is now something I don't think I want. You were teaching
not
people
positions.
It was people's first time out. First time, huh? Mm-hmm. There was a couch involved, some casting.
I'm just sitting here and wait till he's done.
Go ahead. I'm not. Just go.
And so anyway... We spent an hour setting up this shot, and I walked over to the producer, and I'm like, what time is it? She's like, 1:45. She's like, just tell me you need to leave at 2. I'm like, they already know. So went out there, and we're still getting things set up, and I'm like, okay, this is bad. I walk back over to the producer. What time is it? 1:59. I said, okay. She's like, tell me I have to go, and I'm like, can't do that. So I walked back on set and I said, okay, sorry to be that guy, but it's 2 and I'm out of here. But I'm not going to leave till we get this shot done because we spent an hour setting it up. So
Right. Let's
shoot this bitch now. And all of a sudden we were able to do like 4 or 5 takes and a couple different setups on the scene in like 10 minutes.
Wasn't that the last stage direction given Old Yeller as well?
Yes.
Right.
Believe so. And then did that, got back late,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, shot all day,
mm-hmm.
Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to do the podcast, but I was mm-hmm. just, I was wiped.
Totally.
Nothing left in my tank. So my apologies. It was all my fault this weekend.
Anything. All the cancer, all the strife.
Everything that was bad this weekend is on me.
Yeah. So, yeah, last week for me was fairly... It was busy. I mean, at work and all that jazz, but that's really boring, so I'm not even going to talk about that. Fought no dragons. But I did buy a house. That was kind of weird. It's just a weird thing. Just... Here's a place to live that you own, but you don't really own. When you die, it's just there and doesn't go with you. They don't build pyramids on it anymore or anything like that. So you just put down a lot of your money, and all of a sudden you have this connection to it. That's, you know, you can't just say, ah, fuck it, the landlord will take care of it, because that's you.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I just.
And I hear the landlord's a dick.
Yep. Indeed. That was gross. Shit,
all for you, Mike.
That's reverberation too.
Yeah, that was
felt
good.
It. I mean,
that was good tonality.
I want you guys to know that he's got an actual sound dampener up behind the microphone, and it still kind of vibrated on the walls.
Yep.
So that was amazing.
It's a good one.
Congratulations. Good out.
Good out. Thank you. Oh, can I jump in real quick? I mm-hmm. wanted to thank. We did have a Kickstarter for that Moo movie.
Yeah, please.
I wanted to thank a few people that were kind enough to contribute. Yep. So Brad Roberts, Trampas Johnson, Steve Harshfield. I don't know if you listen to this, but I'm going to thank you anyway because I know you personally through the film scene in Seattle. Dougie Sharp, Lee Garvin, Than Bebak.
Those are all the
people that I know. And I think maybe Amanda Newmainville, because her icon is sort of an orcish elf.
Mm.
I'm going to guess that's in my
camp.
My camp.
Your camp,
and
yeah.
Not anybody else's, because nobody else was dorky on the shoot. So
while we're thanking Brad, I want to thank him as well. Because
please do.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Brad. Brad actually, on almost no notice, went ahead and did a 3D print for Erin for a costume she's doing.
Sweet.
Not only did a 3D print, did two 3D prints of the same thing with his amazing kickstarted resin printer. It's really cool, like really detailed, very awesome. So yeah, and then left Geek Girl Con, which was last weekend.
Oh yeah.
I know. I was busy. I couldn't go, and frankly, I just don't go to cons if I'm not comped. I can't do it. I can't afford it. So he printed those, ran them out to me, and then we immediately ran off to, God, I don't know. I did have something important to do this weekend that I did, and I don't remember it. Like, that's how amazing it was.
Your cousin's on Sunday.
I was at my cousin's on Sunday, but it was
Saturday.
It was Saturday, I think, and I don't know what I was doing. I really don't. Because I did an Artemis party. I did an Artemis party on Friday. No, I got really drunk. There's a difference. Oh, that's what it was. I got really drunk. I was supposed to help out Session 7 Media. They were trying to lock off a park.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Spielers from Something Squirrel Photography. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jane Spielers. She was costume director for the Artifact.
For the Artifact, correct. So Jane Spielers was doing, she had Keith Bowling and Corey Rain helping her shoot a video for her photography studio.
Oh, nice.
They were like, all right, come down to Lincoln Park. Crawling in. Anyway, come down to Lincoln Park and help us lock off the park.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saturday was completely overcast and no one was at the park.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, you can just leave. Just go. We don't need you. Well, because, you know, you minimize crew when you can.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier. People don't get in the way. So Aaron and I went to, we found a geocache close by. It was under a sticker of Patrick Swayze, which was awesome. Then we just kind of like looked at some houses. We still hadn't gotten our keys or anything yet mm-hmm. from the new place. So we were just kind of like, oh, no, West Seattle, let's have fun. We ended up going to, well, we were going to go to the phone, the Bing app, Local Scout, mm-hmm. suggested West Seattle, what was it? West Seattle, Taste of West Seattle, which I believe is actually an event, not a... Mm-hmm. And so we're like, all right, we'll try this Taste of West Seattle place. And there was nothing there. So we think it's an event, but it somehow got listed as an all-the-time restaurant.
Oh, wow.
So that was bullshit.
Yeah.
So we decided we'd just go look for a place. So we drove down California until we got to this little Bavarian bar. Really cool little place. I think it's like... It was like Beat the Burger or something like that is mm-hmm. what it's called. I'll have to check and be sure, but I don't know. I'll link it, hopefully, in the comments. But it's a little Bavarian bar. They do punch cards for, you know, if you're like a super drunk, they do, you know. I got a liter of cider. We got a bunch of food and stuff. And so I was pretty toasty after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I didn't remember it very well.
Ah.
So.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Now we have the answers.
There you go.
I, too, was self-punishing myself because I... went to a party after shooting,
which is stupid,
and then after doing the wedding,
right,
I drove down in the other opposite direction and went to a great little party, and yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of sleep.
Awesome.
I was not drunk,
right,
nor was I really. I was buzzed at one point,
mm-hmm.
but not really bad.
Right.
So I wasn't paying for it in that respect, but I
right.
was just tired.
Gotcha.
And had auditions this week for a part, for a commercial.
Very cool.
For Washington Filmworks.
Very, very cool.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out yet, but all I know is my agent reached out to me and said, would you take this job if it meant you got your SAG penalty and still got no pay? And what that means is I've done enough SAG after films,
right,
or been on enough projects now
right.
that I'm a must join and I have to pay $1,100 to join the union.
Right.
And that has some interesting ramifications of not being able to do indie stuff, but there's some ways to work around it. So I'm looking into those. But I was really hoping to, you know, be on a 3-day full SAG low budget shoot so that
right.
that would maybe almost, you know, come close to paying for the join up fee.
Mm-hmm.
And the really bad kicker is this is going to be like a 4-part and maybe more part little series of things. And
right.
it's for the lead character. Finally get a lead. I might have to turn it down.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Oh, first world problems.
These aren't even first. These are like a small percentage of first world problems. Very, very tiny little subset of first world.
Yeah, but it's not Hollywood problems.
No, God, no. No. Not even. No.
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 But yeah, I mean, it's a very small subsect of a subsect of a sector of subsects.
Subsex?
Subsex.
It gets really sweaty and humid down there.
Yes, it does.
You can't open the windows.
No. No. Wow. Yeah. I was going in a different direction with that, but okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Something porthole. I don't know. I just don't know.
That's portal. Portal.
Portal?
Portal.
We really need questions, guys.
We do.
You should really step up next week.
That really
we should do,
informs.
We should do Schubert's Corner, but I haven't really thought of anything.
I haven't either, and I think that segment is going to be a on occasion when we remember something
right.
that happened, we can talk about
right.
Type of a thing. But
I have something to talk about.
Oh.
Because this blew my mind.
Okay.
It didn't really blow my mind. It kind of blew ass, but I figured, what the hell. Found out today, because I watch... so I watch this show called Angry Video Game Nerd, and makes me laugh a little bit, but I also watch his other stuff. It's not the best in the world, but he definitely has a bigger fan base than we do. So he does this thing every day of Halloween. He reviews some type of horror film, and this year he's doing like a sequel-a-thon, and this is the second sequel-a-thon, so ooh, meta. The franchise he was doing recently was Alien. Great, you know, Alien was great. Mm-hmm. Aliens was great. There's actually like some contention even in my mind as to which one's better. I think I'm leaning toward Alien just because, you know, Harry Dean Stanton. I mean, it's fucking great. Like,
and it was the first.
It was the first.
I mean, you know? That was a... It was the first really mm-hmm. space horror film.
Right. It was Jaws in space. It was great. And, you know, it was kind of... I don't know. Didn't have the Bill Paxton overacting thing going on. So, but Aliens was also great.
Yeah.
You know, it was wonderful. And Aliens is probably the one that gets... riffed on, aside from the little chest burster scene.
Yeah,
it gets riffed on more because of the lines, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you know, just get your hands off her, you bitch, whatever, all that stuff, and then game over, man. So anyway, found out that Alien Resurrection, Alien 4,
mm-hmm.
written by Joss Whedon. Did not know that.
What?
Written by Joss Whedon.
Wow.
I know. It was directed by the City of Lost Children guy, I think.
Oh yeah, the French dude.
And I mean, you can tell because it's full of just Ron Perlman and that weird looking guy.
Yes.
From like Amelie and
from City of Lost Children.
Or City of Lost Children, yeah. He was in Amelie too, wasn't he?
Probably.
Is that because he was like the weird guy in the corner? I don't remember.
And the whole franchise is weird because
mm-hmm.
all of the powerhouse directors that not really cut their teeth, but kind of cut their teeth on that.
Yeah, yeah, it was insane.
Tony Scott, James Cameron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, fucking Joss Whedon wrote it. And apparently Joss Whedon wrote Waterworld.
No.
Apparently. Go ahead and look it up right now, because I'm just going to keep talking about how pissed off I am anyway. No. So, I don't know. The way I look at this is maybe if Waterworld had gotten... 1.5 seasons, it would have been good eventually. I don't know. It was...
Seasons?
Because his show started... The first 6 episodes blow ass.
But Waterworld wasn't a season.
I know. That's my... Jesus Christ. So, like Dollhouse. First 6 episodes were the worst thing ever. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ain't exactly phenomenal yet. I'm holding out, though. Holding out hope for the next 16... but yeah, I mean, if the thought that he wrote Alien Resurrection and Waterworld is crazy.
Okay, I'm just going to go through this list because this is amazingly. He wrote 4 episodes of The Roseanne Show.
Well, that's a good show.
He wrote 3 episodes for Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He wrote Toy Story.
What?
Alien Resurrection, Titan A.E.
What?
Atlantis the Lost Empire.
What?
Atlantis, Milo's Return. Buffy, Firefly. Buffy the Animated Series. Obviously, Angel, Serenity, Dr. Horrible.
I'm not seeing Waterworld.
Commentary of the Musical, Doll Play. Dollhouse, Astonishing X-Men, Gifted. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, no Waterworld, though. Okay, good.
No.
I wonder why he got associated with Waterworld, then.
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Well, look up Waterworld while we're here. I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
or don't, because, you know, nobody should have.
I liked it.
Oh, you're wrong.
What's his name?
Dennis Hopper?
Yep.
Yeah. It's just weird how full casting crew, buddy. There you go.
Writers. Peter Rader and David Twowey.
Twowey? That's not a real
Twowey,
name.
Twowey, Twowey,
Twowey. Wav. Waterworld. Two Waterworld. Do you think that guy just like came to set and just whipped that out? Like they weren't expecting that? I hope so. I'm sorry. I'm breaking. On Princess Bride... Do you think
holy that, crap, we've got...
Do you think that when the priest... Like, do you think he just whipped that out? Like,
I hope a priest Mellage. Didn't just whip it out.
Well, you are not a Catholic, my friend.
Former. Lapse. Something.
Well, one day the memories will come back. Okay. So, no, I think it'd be awesome if that guy just came to set and he's like, no, I got this. I got this. Don't worry about it. Just roll. Just roll. We all gather together.
I'm going to say maybe he brought it to the audition, but there is no way you're walking on set pulling that and someone going, that's a good idea.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, no, I think
if you're Robin Williams or somebody.
I think if he would have done it, like if it would have been cold and he would have done it, they would have absolutely said, okay, we're doing that. Now let's reset and talk about how we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, that's like the Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic thing where he's standing in the room that's filling up with water and Rose leaves. And he's like, well, I'll just wait here then. That was just him being funny. And they're like, yep, we're keeping that. So, like the same kind of concept where it's like, yeah, that's happening. Mm-hmm. That's who he is now.
Yeah.
But,
Speech impaired preacher.
He's got a preach impediment. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Setting him up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm listlessly tapping them over.
Yes.
Not really knocking them down. So, anyway, I'll have to research the Waterworld thing a little bit more. Maybe send James Rolfe an email being like, the fuck, dude. You can't go putting the evil of Waterworld on someone.
No.
Unless you are damn sure they deserve that evil.
Yeah. Now, so maybe he does.
Maybe
he was a silent, or, you know, ghostwriter. Maybe he's Twowy.
I really want him to be Twowy so bad.
Or
Twowy,
or I don't know how you say it. T-W-O-H-Y. Well, what if it's
like, you know, I don't know. For all I know, it's like Jeb Whedon or something, too. Is it Jed? Oh. Jed Whedon.
Okay. I don't know. But he's more of a musician.
He writes a lot of comic books.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Then there's another Whedon.
There are lots of Whedons, man.
Because that was on Much Ado.
My family name, my biological father is a Whedon. So Whedon, Wheaton, Wetton, they're all the same Welsh fuckers. We're all the same assholes from around the Cardiff area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... that just depended on what name you got when you came over, essentially, or how they split. So, somewhere along the line, somewhere along the line, we're all related to Joss Whedon, but I get to say I'm a little bit more related.
Sure.
And Will Wheaton, potentially. Mm. I mean, this is assuming that they're, you know, none of them are bastards.
Right.
And they are. Some, you know, there's no fucking telling, man.
Mm.
I had a friend at Microsoft. His name was McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out that his mom had not exactly been the most meritus fidelis type person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a real McCoy. Which always just killed me. It just killed me. Yeah. He's not the real McCoy. I don't know if it was his mom or his grandmother. I don't know. One of them was.
That's as bad as my dad. Pulling the whole, well, I'm left-handed, and I'm only left-handed people are in their right minds. Really?
Dad jokes. They're the best. Here's my new favorite one. Guy walks into a bar.
He should have ducked.
There are three pieces of meat hanging from the ceiling. And he's like, what are those three pieces of meat hanging from the ceiling for? And the bartender's like, well, if you can jump up and touch one, you get free drinks for the night. But if you miss, you have to buy everybody a round of drinks. You want to try it? And he's like, no. The stakes are too high. Favorite dad joke right there. Right now. It's my current favorite. I know, right?
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're out there, I need help.
Are we ending it?
I don't know. I get we the got only no other thing questions.
The only other thing I think
there should be a penalty for no questions.
I'm gonna. Mike Ott inadvertently asked us a question. Mike Ott's question is it worth upgrading to Windows 8.1? Because he asked me separately, is it worth upgrading to Windows 8.1? And my answer was, if you're already running Windows 8, absolutely, absolutely, totally worth it. Back up first, you know, make sure you're safe, et cetera, et cetera. But holy crap, amazing. If it's totally worth it. If you're running Windows 7, caveat emptor. I mean, it is a big jump. It is a huge jump in...
Do it. Just do it. A, it's not that scary. B, it looks just like Windows 7 without a start button. Quit.
Except it has a start button again in 8.1. No, but not really.
No.
Not really.
It's a start button that goes back to the app screen.
Have you right-clicked on it?
No.
Dude, it's got all of the like management features right there. It's really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like you can get to device manager, you can get to like just all of the IT management features. It's so cool.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that was a little tricky getting around.
It was. Yeah, I say do it as well. I say, you know, buck up. I mean, fucking Apple people are willing to take whatever roller coaster ride they get thrown on without any warning. Just do it.
At least 8.1 isn't broken like 7.
That's true.
OS 7.
OS 7, right.
You know.
Yeah.
Here's a major operating system. Oh, we're going to let you beta test it.
Yeah. On that note, if anyone's looking for an iPad, I'm trying to sell one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, for real, though. It's running 7.0.2, which took care of... Basically, they released a broken operating system, and then 2 weeks later released an update that fixed it a little bit, you know, so... It doesn't lag as much anymore, and it feels a lot better now. But yeah, 32 gig LTE, Verizon LTE, iPad, smart case, not just a smart cover, but a smart case. So the smart cover is a little magnetic cover that snaps onto the iPad.
Right. It
covers just the screen. The smart case covers the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm looking to get, for you people, $250 from it. For most people, I'm putting it on Craigslist for $280 probably, which is a smoking deal. I just I don't want it anymore.
Oh.
I don't use it. I use it for one fucking game, and I don't need
it. Don't
we
need
it
for the Square?
We don't need it for the Square.
Okay.
Ben has the option to buy it if he wants.
Oh.
You know, but.
You still got the Square though, right?
Well, they're free.
Do we have...
Yeah, they're free. The Square itself is free.
Oh.
You just go to their site and order it.
I should get that.
Yeah, you use it on any Android or whatever.
Because, I mean, I have that old iPhone that...
Oh, yeah, that would work perfectly. So.
Yeah. It's an iPod now, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want a fucking, like, twice a year con POS.
Yeah.
That I'm not using any of the other time, and when someone out there will be able to get use out of it.
So. Oh yeah, totally.
So.
Oh yeah, and I'm selling a car. So if anyone wants a 2000 Honda Accord, 2002, my bad, 2002 Honda Accord V6,
mm-hmm.
VTEC engine,
mm-hmm.
two door,
mm-hmm.
with a back seat, but Woo-hoo. It's a coupe. Let me know. I'm asking slightly more than $280. Put an extra zero on it. That's what I'm asking.
I might throw in the iPad with that if they buy that.
My car is only worth 10 times more than your iPad.
10 iPads?
10 iPads.
You could drive away in 10 iPads.
Yeah. It's really sad, but
it moves faster than OS 7.
Worth. Yeah.
iOS it does. 7 moves faster than iOS 7.
Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
AC's out, which is why it's 2800 and not 3200, but
fixable though. Totally fixable.
It will have a brand new windshield because this one's cracked and I'm getting my insurance company to cover it. So
nice.
Okay, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's I'm about tired. Out too. So Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening,
please,
which I'm pretty sure at this point you're not, but
yeah, I mean, after 27 episodes of asking, you'd think someone would have told him by now.
Yeah, maybe we have to get to 42.
Okay, we'll get there.
We'll get there. There's no... just might take a little more than...
You know, that's going to be the Jackie Robinson...
It's going to be the Jackie Robinson episode, not the Hitchhikers episode. It could be Jackie Robinson, The Secret to Life, The Universe, and Everything.
There we go.
There we go. We've pre-titled the episode, so look forward to that one. Well, it's like, you know,
Seth, write that down somewhere so I can go back.
I like doing that with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like my birthday's coming up. Hint. And if you want to send anything, please.
They need an address.
Send an address. Send it to me.
Send it to me in Seattle.
In Seattle. Just, I'm sure that'll work. I'm sure that'll work. But it's my 37th, so it's the try not to suck any dicks on your way through the parking lot episode. Or try not to suck any dicks on your way through the parking lot birthday, rather.
I don't get what that means.
Have you seen Clerks? 37? Yes, you sucked 37 dicks? It was 36 initially. It's like, 36? Is that including me? 37? 37? My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks in a row? You need to watch Clerks again. That's confusing.
I don't know what this has anything to do with your birthday, though.
It's my 37th birthday. So, it is the try not to suck any dicks on your way through the parking lot birthday.
Wow, if I squint really hard and look through the fog that was over the port today on the way over here, maybe I can see that.
But. Oh, episode 42 could be Jackie Robinson, but no, yes.
Number 42. He wore number 37 42.
37 dicks. 37 dicks. In a row.
It has nothing to do with 37
like
years.
Like a circus seal.
Like a
So, anyway. I like doing stuff with numbers is what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Math is fun, kids.
Yes, it is.
So, again.
Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Stay off drugs.
Stay in school. I'm not going to cock block you on that.
No.
No. So just be safe. Just be safe out there.